Alright, well, this is Randy J, and you're listening to the Back Table Podcast. Yeah.
Why don't you love me, Jenny? I'm not a smart man. But I'm
gonna eat your shit!
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Back Table Comedy Podcast, episode 166. It's your hosts, Andrew Crone and Josh Ashton.
It's a scary number.
We're back after a little tiny summer break.
Yeah.
And speaking of summer breaks, just back from Brazil, I think is how you pronounce
Marca
it.
Bavaria.
Brazil. It's Stuart Jones.
Hey. Oh, oi.
Hey, Stuart.
That's it.
Nice.
Does that ever get old?
Stuart! What a wiener.
No, I love Beavis and Butthead. You know, if, in Brazil, everyone knows Stuart Little, the cartoon. So, that one I don't like.
Oh, the movie where there's two parents and they're like, oh, let's go to the orphanage. Oh, look at all these real children starving and neglected. We'll take the mouse.
Yeah.
We'll adopt the mouse, please.
We picked the one that has a 3-year lifespan.
Makes sense. It's because he was a Stewart. Pretty hot commodity.
Voiced by
you know?
Michael J. Fox. And that's they were like, ooh, that mouse has a great voice and a sweet red sweater and yellow pants combo.
Yeah, you can't hear the twitchiness.
We'll take that one.
I feel like if you get sick of parenting and you just squish them, there's a lot less questions, you know? You
just buy a snake.
Well, yeah, but you could also just be like, I dropped a book, you know, squished the kid, sorry.
Oops,
we went into owl country by accident.
When they adopted him, he was wearing a red sweater and yellow pants, right?
Yeah.
And then...
What a nerd.
Throughout the whole movie, he's wearing a red sweater and yellow pants, right?
For fucking McDonald's?
They didn't buy him any new clothes? They didn't go to like
a... He got a car.
They didn't go to a toy store and buy him some Ken doll clothes or anything?
Did they buy him like a... A running wheel?
Like... He's fat Stuart Little. Stuart they didn't not give me so the right little. Accessories for my cage.
They let him sleep in a bedroom. They didn't even keep him in a...
A full bedroom?
Yeah, a full bedroom with a full bed.
Oh, not even I got that. I'm a real Stuart.
He had a king-sized bed.
What?
It was a shoebox, but to him it was a king-sized bed.
Oh.
I don't remember what he slept on in the movie. I wasn't paying that much attention.
I never watched it.
You never watched Stuart Little?
Hell no. No. Out of pure hatred for fucking...
Well, you were probably like in your teens when it came out. I think I was 8 years old when it came out. But...
Yeah.
I still hated that shit.
Beavis and Butthead Stuart is the coolest one. And he's the biggest loser on the show.
You just need a winger shirt and you're good.
Yeah. Still the coolest one, though.
Yeah. But yeah, Stuart Little, even, like, I was 8 years old, and I was like, this is fucking lame.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, like, nothing really exciting. It's just like, oh, okay, he's a mouse, and he gets into shit.
Is that what he did?
He got into shit, did he get into?
He's gone into some shit, dude. Mouse stuff.
You know, mouse shit.
Did he, at one point, try to take over the brain of a chef? And...
No, at one point, well, they bought him a house, eventually, the parents...
They bought him a house
when he moved out.
Because
he's a privileged mouse, dude.
Really? Well, he's a white mouse.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's
he
true.
Got his own house and stuff, and then fucking Nathan Lane comes in and tries to boot him out of there. Fucking sets up traps. All
mouse
over
trap?
His house. What?
Are you talking about mouse trap now?
No.
Yeah, he switched to mouse trap.
No. Then there's a wheel of cheese, a ball string of cheese, and.
Wow.
Nathan Lane was there.
Was this Stuart Little 2, or is this mouse trap? Do you think Stuart Little was like a science lab experiment because he's like a white lab mouse? And they were like, oh shit, we made it talk and act like a human.
Let's really
ditch it
up.
In an orphanage and never speak of it again.
Yeah, they ever find his parents?
Yeah, they were pieces of shit.
Well, freeloading.
They were just dirty street mice.
Maybe they died of old age at 3 years old.
No, they were, I remember in the movie, they find his parents and they're dirty street mice.
Really? Oh, really?
Yeah.
His mom was eaten by a cat. And
the dark days of Stuart Little.
His dad got cut in half by a mouse trap.
I'm halved pretty bad.
Yeah. Wrong kid, Dad.
I'm going to, for some, Google's going to, my whole algorithm's going to be thrown off now because for some reason it's going to be like, why is he Googling Stuart Little's real parents?
Well, Ferris last time was here searching up E.T. porn. And he found it and then started watching
it. Yeah, he still watches it. We can hear it.
Messed up.
It's his alarm clock in the morning. E.T.'s huge bone.
You see Ferris's stomach is like glowing because there's a big long finger in his butt.
This is how stupid people are. I've typed in Stuart Little's real and then the first suggestion is Stuart Little real life. Did that really happen? Is this based off a true story? Did a family really adopt a talking mouse that walks on both on two legs and dresses up and is voiced by Michael J. Fox?
Michael,
is this the true story?
I've been trying to teach my mouse to talk for years. Nothing.
So you're saying there's a chance?
You have to abandon it in an orphanage, though. That makes him really start chirping.
Wow. It's like Batman.
Yeah.
But he didn't have rich parents.
That's what Stuart Little's parents and the real parents in the movie look like. The dad's a short little fat Danny DeVito looking mouse. And the mom is just a
the like worst.
A whore.
Yeah. Oh man.
When the new family got Stuart Little, he was like already pretty well behaved and stuff. Wouldn't he be like a total piece of shit? Like,
you
depending
would think.
How long he was in the orphanage, like he'd just be like a getting into trouble, turn into an alcoholic just, later.
Yeah, hooked on cheese.
He's not wearing yellow pants, he's wearing khakis.
Khakis?
And little tiny mouse Chuck Taylors.
His parents look like respectable people, though. Like, when you said, like, street rats, I thought they were, like, dirty, you know, like...
hoodlums.
You know, like... like they were very subtly supposed to portray some minority, right? Yeah. Like that sort of thing.
You decide which one it is.
Yeah, exactly.
We're making them great. It's up to you to figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. Like just hints of racism at it. But no, they look like respectable people.
They're
he probably
Italian?
Should have gone back to his regular parents.
They're swindlers, though, I think.
It looks like Nick Avery.
It does.
His dad, Stuart Little's dad, looks like Nick.
Oh, his last name's Little. His dad is Little. It's a little mouse.
Oh.
Right? His mom is
and
taller.
I will just wipe your bum.
No, I think that the human family that adopted him was the Littles.
Oh, so his dad is just short by...
His short dad is stubby. Hugh Laurie. House MD.
Oh, yeah, that guy from...
Don't even try to test me on my Stuart Little trivia
from
knowledge.
101 Dalmatians. Hugh Laurie.
Huge Laurie.
Huge Laurie.
We're going to need a bigger Laurie.
That's a big truck in England.
A Hugh Laurie?
Yeah. You know, because a Laurie is like a truck.
Oh, I thought it was a type of money or something.
I thought it was Will Smith's last name in Bad Boys.
Mike Lowry.
Lowry. I'm Mike Lowry. There's movies I watched as a kid that I didn't mind because I didn't know who Michael Bay was at the time. There's like that movie and then Gone in 60 Seconds I thought was a wicked movie. Probably still is. It's got Nicolas Cage in it. The Cajun.
The Raging Nicolas Cajun. Chicken burritos. Yeah.
But then now I see Michael Bay and I just get angry. I see it in the title.
Oh, I thought you meant you like see him in real life walking
well,
around
too.
Kelowna.
See, you motherfucker wasted goddamn 2 hours of my goddamn life on that Armageddon horse shit.
You chose to watch it three times.
It's crazy. It's worth watching just because of how horrible it is.
Yeah, it's a pretty good bad movie.
Oh, I watched The Batman on the plane over to Brazil.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty... long.
Yeah, I didn't like
so
it
was the plane ride to Brazil.
I know.
This is making it longer.
Even on a 10-hour plane ride, I was like, this movie is too long.
Is it really 10 hours to get there?
Yeah, from Toronto
shit.
To Sao Paulo.
Oh, and how long is it like, to fly to Toronto? That's like it takes a while to fly to Toronto,
like four and a half, yeah.
That's it? I thought it was longer than that.
Nah, just
Heard that before. Oh. What the fuck? Stuart Little?
Just yeah. Stuffing his fist into your urethra.
Yeah, so what'd you do the first few days you were there? How long were you there?
Talked about the Batman.
You were there for all the locals. Have you seen the Batman?
He met his lady's family. He's like, have you seen the Batman yet?
Yeah. Didn't you find
pretty long, huh?
Yeah, it was a bit too long. I mean, geez. No, I flew into the north of Sao Paulo, which is like the biggest city in the Western Hemisphere.
Really?
Yeah. It's got 21 million people. And when you're flying over it, it's just like endless buildings.
Yeah.
Like forever. It's like,
and then there's a wall, like, and then very shitty buildings just past it.
Is that the one with the Jesus statue?
No, that's Rio. Oh. Rio de Janeiro. Yeah.
It's Italian.
But yeah, no, it's like fucking Coruscant. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. The whole planet's one big city.
Yeah, so that was cool. And then I met my girlfriend's younger sister and her brother-in-law.
Oh, yeah. They all still live out there.
Yeah, just in the northwest part in a smaller area. It was pretty sweet. Yeah. I ate a lot. As
we saw from the photos.
Yeah.
That's how they all get big butts out there.
Every Brazilian.
Oh my God, John.
Brazilians have big butts. It's just a known thing.
It's true.
Do some research.
That's a racist thing to say.
Search up Brazilian big butts. You'll find nothing but big butts.
Yeah, because you typed in big butts.
What? No, but you type in Brazilian.
If you
and
type
auto
in Brazilian butts,
yeah.
that would prove your point. But if you're already typing big butts, of course you'll see nothing but
big
butts.
It autofills the big butts because it just assumes that's
if you
what
type,
you're searching.
If you type Josh Ashton small cock, all you would see is small cocks because you typed small.
No, if you type in Swedish big butts, it says, did you mean Brazilian big butts?
Swedish fannies?
Did you mean Swedish fish?
Yes, I did. So you went there, and they just eat a whole bunch? Based on your pictures, everyone here thought you were there alone.
I know. Well, I don't...
Since only you got your lady to take pictures of you standing in front of stuff.
No, I didn't get her to take pictures. She insisted that she takes pictures, right? Because, you know, ladies are with pictures, you know?
They like keeping moments.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, like, it never crosses your mind to, like, take a picture when you're, like... at a buffet. You're like,
I'm too busy eating. Like, why would I want to take a photo
of
myself?
Eat everything.
Don't you want to remember this buffet forever?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I feel like I don't need a picture for that, though. It's going to stay in my mind, right?
But anyways, when you have diarrhea for 3 days, then you'll remember it.
Yeah, exactly.
Was there any, like, weird, like, things, you like, vaccines or anything you had to get to go there?
No.
It's not like Mexico or...
No, well, I had to show my vax passport. It was a good thing I had still had my original card sort of thing because I showed the QR code and the guy was like, what is this, you know? So,
oh, like the card that they gave you with the two dates on it?
Yeah, I kept that just in case and it's a good thing I did. So
clears everything up.
They don't have QR codes in Brazil?
No.
Not for that.
Dude, they're beach people.
Just,
they don't give a fuck about that shit.
They do.
Don't
he,
have
just didn't, he just didn't. He thought it looked weird for some reason. I don't know. But
what is that?
Yeah. But it's cool because, you don't really need, like, even showing my passports. They're like, why are you here? I'm like, my girlfriend's Brazilian. They're like, all right, get in, you know? So.
And they high five you on the way past.
Yeah. I guess they don't think you're trying to sneak into Brazil. I guess that's... I don't mean to trash Brazil.
Unless
but,
you have a
you know.
German accent.
Right, exactly. That's the other thing, is that there's lots of, you know, like, Germans and, you know, that sort of ethnicity.
Like,
so.
Oh, I bet your grandfather was a Nazi. Wasn't
he? He's actually hiding out here. He's a scientist.
Yeah, he's still around.
Yeah. So Brazilians could be, like, as white as Josh Ashton here, as black as... a very black person.
So people probably thought you were Brazilian based off your butt.
Yes. Yeah.
It's
true.
It's waxed.
I got a big meaty butt. Big old hefty
it's
butt.
It's big and it's waxed and zero hair on it.
It's
and now I'm just I'm picturing Stuart
Brazilian
walking around in like a bikini bottom with pulled up into his ass. Just check it out. I'm in Brazil, baby.
Yeah, they just gave me citizenship. They're just like,
oh my god, that's the nicest ass we've ever seen. And we're Brazilian.
The Brazilian, like, wax, is that just shaving your vagina or is that your asshole and stuff?
Vagina.
Are you afraid to say the word vagina?
What's that?
I don't think it includes the asshole. But you know what? The Brazilian wax was made up in America. It's like Hawaiian pizza. It's not from the place.
It's just racist.
Yeah, exactly, right? It just sounds, you know.
It's like, yeah, like Taco Time or Taco Bell wasn't in Mexico until like 2005.
Like, yeah. I think if they called it the Missouri wax, it wouldn't have caught on
at all.
Yeah.
Just like the German shower. Yeah. That's actually made in America.
Really? What's that involve?
Huh?
They poop on you?
Yeah, it's piss. It leads to
the dust pooping. Yeah,
there's the hose that goes from the shower head and it just goes down into a bucket of piss.
It's all just piss and scat.
That's how Germans wash themselves.
Poo. It shows.
Oh, speaking of which, the day before I left for Brazil, my girlfriend tells me that you can't flush toilet paper there.
Oh, yeah, that's in Mexico, too.
Yeah.
Where do you have bad plumbing? Do you have, just eat it?
That's the polite thing.
You're supposed to eat the used toilet paper?
You put it in the garbage can beside the toilet, everyone has to look at
it. Everyone has to smell and look at the shit.
I mean, most places have a hose, you know, so you can hose your butt.
You hose your butt?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
just
a professional
like
one that sprays or just like a regular
just
like hose?
The one you have on your beside your kitchen faucet, you know? Hose.
Oh, okay.
Except it's not as super high powered, so, you know.
And that's in with the toilet or do you have to go to the sink to use it?
It's right beside the toilet. It's like attached to it. But here's the thing.
It's like a manual bidet then?
Yeah. But
he's a baseball player.
Only
manual bidet.
Only most places had it.
Only most places?
Yes. So some places did not have it.
What if you have like a forever wipe and you just fill the garbage can with like 10 wipes and they're all equally as shit? All equally as shitty.
Yeah. I don't know. I was only there for a little bit. I mean,
I don't know. I didn't shit the whole time.
I'm sure it's happened to someone. But yes, there is a wastebasket next to each garbage can for bunch of people's shitty toilet paper. Yeah.
So everyone's house, just their bathroom smells like shit all the time?
No, well, it's got a lid on it, right? It's like one of the metal, you know those small metal ones with a lid?
Oh, so when you open it up, it just goes, right in your face?
And most people's houses have the hoses, you know? But if you're like at a restaurant...
So when you do the hose, you just keep your butt over the bowl and just like kind of wash it into the
bowl? You can do both.
Or into the sink.
What you can do is you can first do the down the front, upside down, grab your ball sack and move it to the side, right?
Yeah.
And do upside down spray sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's what I opt
for. I just
for.
Go for a shower. Or just jump in the beach or something.
Stand up, point your ass at the wall, and just blast it right in there and watch everything spray.
Yeah.
What if you get two birds stoned at once and you poo and then you have to pee and you just point it into your asshole and pee into your own asshole to clean it up?
So Yelp reviews down there?
The Brazilian style, yeah.
Yelp. Angle your wiener into your butt so you can spray out the poo.
It's called a Brazilian piss-ass cleaning.
So are like the Yelp reviews for restaurants down there, like 2 out of 5 did not have shit hose.
No,
shit basket didn't have a lid.
Food was great.
Food was,
wine selection was great. Bathroom didn't have shit hose. 2 out of 5.
It's true. But the
inefficient.
The one bathroom did have a dental floss dispenser.
Oh, so you could floss the shit out of your ass?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they do that in Mexico, too, because I found out the hard way. Because we hired two guys from Mexico that came up to work for us. And they stayed in my dad's guest house, / his garage, that had like a bathroom and beds and stuff. And he went to change the garbage in there, and it was all just shit rags. Because they didn't know that they were allowed to flush the toilet paper.
Yeah.
Is it a different type of toilet paper that doesn't flush, or is it just their plumbing's that bad?
Just shitty plumbing.
You have no idea what you just said.
Fucking home run.
That'd be funny if it was different toilet paper, though.
Yeah, it's like they've been using paper towel.
Just paper. Cardboard.
They only get Bounty out there.
Yeah.
They only have sanitary napkins.
It is the quicker picker-upper.
And of course, you can't drink the tap water, sucks. But you can buy your agua.
Is there any fresh water other than when it rains? Is there lakes and stuff?
Oh, yeah, there's some lakes, yeah. It's a massive country. It's huge, you know? So they have all sorts of stuff. They have, like, the Amazon, and then they have the beach area, right? And then I was in the south, so it was, like, all cold because it was the winter.
Oh.
Yeah. So it was... And the houses there, like, aren't insulated.
What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at?
A massive country. I prefer massive cunt bush.
Oh, my God. How long were you sitting on that?
I just thought of it when I started laughing.
No bushes in Brazil. The Brazilian has no bush.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they wax that shit off.
Yeah, exactly.
Very bare forests.
Yeah, so I was in the south where they're like cow people. Hmm. Yeah. But it's interesting because they're like... They're like farmers? Cow people, but they aren't like cowboys. And they're like a different...
So all the cows are just running around all willy-nilly?
They're cowmen?
Out of control cows everywhere?
No, they have... they're called gaúcha. And they're like... They wear berets.
Ooh, fancy cowboys. Yeah,
and they drink yerba mate all day.
Then when they get off their horse, you hear like a pop because of their squeaky clean asshole that's on there that's waxed and hosed out. Suctioned to the top of the horse.
See, I knew you would be most interested in the whole bathroom thing.
You're not supposed to sit on the saddle horn.
I can't get off the horse. I'm stuck.
The first time I hosed the shit out of my asshole, I thought of you, Josh.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Most
course.
People do.
Yeah.
I hosed the shit out of that thing.
But so as you mentioned, I would first do the down the front, upside down, move your ball sack spray, right? And then after that, that's when you can half get up and go to the back and like spray it.
So you have to hit it at two different angles.
Well, that's what I assumed, right? Like, that's what I gave. And the first time I did the behind the back, spray it into your asshole, right? I did it for the first time, and I had it angled wrong, so all the water just fell on my hand.
Oh, no, that's poop water.
Oh, my God.
But I figured it out. It was, you know, it was harder. It was hosing your urethra every time you pee.
Oh, so I guess, it doesn't clog the system.
Yeah, do women have to hose their pussy? I mean, sorry, vagina, Josh? Sorry.
Yeah.
I think so. I think they got to hose everything.
But don't they, like, wipe the pee so it's dry?
Can't you just go to the beach and just
Wouldn't
dunk your
hosing
ass
it
away?
Off be counterproductive?
I don't know. You got to hose the remains out of it?
I got to hose this thing dry.
So the homeless people just, like, have the shittiest assholes just crusted as they don't have access to these hoses?
I mean, I guess so.
You go into a restaurant. Can I use your bathroom? Yeah, sure. Of course. Comes out. What the hell? There's no shit hose for me to shower in. How am I supposed to have a shower in the bathroom stall if you don't got a shit hose?
But, like, how dirty is that hose? It's like
it's covered in shit flakes.
When I go into a... Like, because you have to get, like, right in there, and there's some splashback sometimes.
But everyone's think there would be sometimes.
Messing with the same hose.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Well, that's, you know, just try not to shit in a restaurant, you know?
Well, no promises.
Yeah. Yeah, so... So, some other stuff happened, but mostly the shitting.
That's all you remember?
No.
You're there for a month.
Dude, breakfast kicks ass. There's a lot of like buffet-style breakfast, and it always has cake at it.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So I had cake for breakfast, like, often.
Often? You almost said every day.
Almost.
I caught that.
Yeah. I mean, when it wasn't available, but when it was... I did it. But the coolest thing, I went to this place called the Churrascaria, where they cook meat on swords. You know? They're like, take a sword, and you spike meat into it, and you put it over hot coals, and you cook a bunch of them at once. And then you go to the restaurant, And as soon as you sit down, like a guy comes by with a sword full of cooked meat and is like, do you want some? And you're like, yeah. And they give you a pair of tongs so that as he cuts it, you can pick it off with tongs, you know?
Holy shit.
And then you just start eating, right? And you're like, oh. And
like how big are the pieces of meat? Like full steaks?
No, not like full steaks, oh. But like just slices, right? But the thing is, like,
you just sat down?
As you're eating, first off, you just sat down.
You
right?
assume it's
Would you good. Like some of this meat? I'll start with the water.
Yeah.
I have meat.
And as you're eating that piece of meat, like, two other guys come by and, like, you want more meat? And it's like a different cut, right? It'd be like sausage or chicken or, like, different parts
Could
of
you
fucking
just put a pig's head
cow.
On the end of it? And then just hold it like a marshmallow, a pig's head over the fire?
Maybe. You know, it's crazy. Not a lot of pigs, not a lot of pork. It was all cow and...
Josh Ashton with the hard-hitting question. Could you roast a pig's head like a marshmallow? Well, it is just... Marshmallows aren't just pork gelatin.
Yeah, just have a big piece of graham cracker and mash it between.
And a piece of Belgian chocolate?
Yeah. A big Turk?
Belgian chocolate from Turkey?
I think you could.
That'd be pretty cool.
If you pay enough.
So is it just food and family?
Yeah, visiting family and stuff and meeting the family.
Did you pass all the tests? Was there like a feats of strength between you and the dad?
No.
You had to wrestle?
No, I mean, he couldn't speak English. I couldn't speak Portuguese.
I was just
going to
ask if there was any language barriers.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, but lots of smiling, lots of pantomiming and stuff. And
when in doubt, you just say, meat? He says, yes, meat.
Yeah.
We eat a sword of meat.
Yeah. Coffee? Beer? Lunch? You know, like,
hey, where's your butt hose?
Yeah. I had to learn and get my Google app out and be like, the butt hose is broken or whatever. And play it for them.
We had to do a job through this husband and wife. They're like severely Chinese. Like, they didn't speak English at all.
Severely
Chinese. Like, they didn't speak English one bit.
They were flamboyantly Chinese. They were
just... It was all up in your face with it. But they had to go through a translator thing on their phone.
Oh, yeah.
And every time it said concrete finisher, they called us mudheads.
Really?
So the mudhead does this. And I'm like, I'm a mudhead? I'm not a mudhead.
That's funny.
I got news for you, pal.
What?
I've seen your head. It's pretty muddy.
Which one are you talking about?
Your mud helmet.
Oh, my God. It's dirty.
Mudhead sounds like a racial slur. Yeah.
I never felt so so put down by a slur before.
Wow.
Whatever, mudhead.
Oh, come on, man.
Okay, I'll come on you, man. Right on your mudhead.
Come on over here. Bring your ass over.
Bring your mud head over.
I brings the ruckus to the ladies.
I brings the mud head to the ladies. Oh.
I guess if you have a mud helmet, right?
Mm-hmm.
You wear that for a bit, then you could be a mud head.
No, you're a guy who's a fan of mud helmet guys. It's like a deadhead.
You cheer on people having anal sex?
Just follow them around
fuck
town
her
to
asshole.
Town. On tour of their escapades.
It's a weird sins. Hobby, but yeah. You know.
It's the only it's place rewarding. I can get acid.
Well, you need a community.
Yeah. I'm the only member of it. But I'm trying to start get others too.
Yeah, I got some followers.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird that all three losers are in the same room together right now? We all lost.
Lost what?
The big competition on the weekend, dude. For the big money.
Oh, yeah.
We were all did. Part of a big competition that was totally not biased.
I thought we all did very well.
Yeah, we all destroyed.
So,
yeah.
What's there to be upset about, Josh? I guess not having a pocket full of cash.
Well,
is
I can
one
see
thing.
Why you didn't win.
What? What?
I know why you didn't win.
Why?
Because all of your material is just about drugs and sex. That's not going to get you anywhere.
Well, Josh, I know why you didn't win.
What?
Because you immediately
you talking
shot
about?
Yourself in the foot by shitting on that one table. They were annoying.
They were being pieces of shit, and you did.
Well, they were annoying.
You did the right thing.
Yeah.
But I know that's why you didn't win.
The first couple comics were, like, bombing, and then these guys are, like, Do they have cutlery in this place? Where's my next drink?
What do you mean the first couple comics were bombing? I was second.
Oh yeah, I stand by it.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I don't like sex and poopy humor and drug humor.
Oh, okay. Well, you better push stop on the podcast.
You're never gonna get any. We just talk about shit blasting into an asshole.
But I don't like.
But
that
you're
kind
never
of
gonna
stuff.
Get to the JFL gala with that, dude.
All right,
six times.
I'm gonna tug the JFL gala's nuts, dude.
No, what you did was heroic. Well done, Josh.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Basically,
they hated
like,
you.
Yeah, they were
Crone,
really
you
mad.
Stunk, but that table, at least Josh was it.
I go down in a blaze of glory.
Hero, yeah.
I remember I was like just shitting on them, and I made them so angry at me, and then I was just like, shit, I'm supposed to do my A material. I forgot it's in competition.
Yeah.
And then I just really started pulling at their heartstrings. I said, I'm a new dad. I have no money.
My I'm a new dad 10 months ago.
Yeah. I have no money. My daughter can't eat.
She's
anyways,
almost 11.
Vote for me.
She's almost a year old, but you know, I'm new. I'm still pretty new at this.
Yeah, seen her a few times.
I picked her up once or twice. I'm here to pick up my daughter. All right, I've picked her up.
All right, that'll do now.
Put her back down.
You walking yet?
Pat her on the head.
Yeah, that table was like, I don't know if it was like one guy that was severely drunk or just like one guy that was a little bit special.
I think it was four guys that were, or three guys severely drunk and one lady.
Two of them were like shushing the other one. Like they'd blurt stuff out, and then the two that were like against the wall, they would go, hey, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, the one guy was like drunk and possibly deaf or something.
Yeah, he was like so
that's
loud.
That's why he was like, do they have salad here? Where's my fork? Do they have forks here?
What, they don't serve French toast?
He was that loud.
Where's my chicken fingers and fries?
My bird is dead. Who scratched my CD?
When the fuck did we get ice cream?
And he wasn't even the Scottish one, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then there's Scottish people yelling at me.
Yeah.
And then I shit on them and made them angry at me.
Fuck, I had to pee beside...
So they're like, oh, the Scottish, the lowest of the low. Oh, no, that was the week before. That same Scottish table was there a week before.
Right.
And I said, ah, oh, the lowest of the low. It's shite in Scotland, as I was just quoting Train Spotting, and then they booed me.
I went into the bathroom. And Allison's nephew, the one with the bowl cut.
He's autistic.
Something like that. He was peeing at the urinal. I was like, I'm not, nope. So I went in the stall to pee.
Yeah.
And he just goes, oh, you're taking a piss in there. It's like, fuck, what the fuck? Of course. Yeah, I am.
He's autistic. I talked to him for a half hour about the song, I Think I'm Going Bald by Rush.
And then I came out and he was still in there just on his phone. Yeah. And he's like, oh, that was funny. That was a good... Good comedy, mate. Or what, I don't know. I can't do the accent. Ah, that is good comedy. Oh, really? Just yank on the balls there. Like, yeah, yeah. Tug them. It just feels great.
Just do a Shrek impression.
Just like, what the fuck?
I'm Scottish.
He came over to Stuart.
Oi, donkey.
I hadn't warned Stuart that he's like autistic yet. Not that he needs a warning. That he's dangerous or anything.
Right.
But I hadn't told Stuart that he's autistic yet. He comes over. You did really good. That was a good show. I'm a virgin. That was his second thing out of his mouth. I'm a virgin, but I wish I wasn't. It's like, all right, do you want Stuart to do something about it? Do you think Stuart's a virgin also? Like, what's the thing here?
Well, I hope when he loses his virginity, he gets his nuts tugged. Or his balls yanked, as he said.
It's funny that he asks, like, do you remember me?
Yeah.
It's like, nah, I've met like 10 other Scottish autistic children.
With Lloyd Christmas haircuts.
I'm sorry, which Scottish autistic are you?
Blonde bowl cuts.
Yeah.
It was such a tight bowl cut that it like arced up in the temples. Like it like curved up.
He's actually in the Scottish version of Stranger Things.
Stranger Things?
Stranger
Things.
Ugh. Stranger Thing. Nah, a little bit there. Stranger Thing. Nope, that's a different accent.
He got mad at me because he's like, yeah, I'm from Scotland. I was like, hey, you like you too? And then he got mad at me. He's like, they're Irish. I said, same shit.
Yeah. I know you guys care about it a lot over there.
But you guys are just freaky people with red beards over there.
Yeah.
Who drink a lot.
That happens all over the world. Irish people and Scottish people don't like being called Irish or Scottish, or vice versa.
Yeah.
If you call an Australian and New Zealander and vice versa, they get mad. Same with if you call us American, we're like, do I look like I've got a gun in my butthole?
Am I eating cheese right now, you motherfucker?
And you call them American Canadian, they're like, we ain't those freedom haters.
Yeah. There's a lot socialists. Of
socialists. Fucking syrup suckers. Do I look like a syrup sucking Canuck to you?
What the fuck?
That's what they say down there.
Good God. I think Japanese people hate being confused with Hawaiians also, just because they're so close to
each other. Japanese people hate being confused with every other Asian race. Chinese people hate being confused with every other Asian race. Yeah. Korean people hate being confused with every other Asian race.
Yeah. Yet, the proper thing to call them is Asian, instead of saying they're Chinese.
That's true. If you don't know, you just say Asian.
You can't say Oriental?
No, I don't think you're allowed to say that anymore unless you're talking about Mr. Noodles.
But there's a flavor of Mr. Noodles called Oriental in the Oriental section of the store. Right where they have all the noodles that have like bone marrow flavor and stuff.
Dude, Koreans hate being confused with Africans. And I always get the two confused. And you're like, are you from Zaire? And I'm like, no, Korea. I'm like, oh, yeah, right.
Hey, are you Korean? Yes. I'm from Africa. Oh, sorry, yeah. I was way off.
I saw a guy from Zimbabwe, and I said, hey, you like Squid Game? He said, what you talking about?
Yeah.
What is this Squid Game?
Hey, Saturlino Mbuzi. What part of Korea are you from again? Oh, you're African.
Are you from the top or the bottom one?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No. Hey, Akimbo Mutombo.
I was going to ask you if you liked bulgogi, but never mind.
Bulgogi.
Yeah, beef bulgogi.
Oh, my God. Hey, Akimbe Mutombo, have you seen, you like Old Boy?
What if I am going
Oh my God, what?
That's how Akimbe Mutombo talks. What are you talking about?
Dude, he talks like Randy Newman?
Nasty fields of green.
That's Louis Armstrong. I could see how you could get him confused with Randy Newman. Randy Newman's that fucking the whitest guy in the world.
Are you telling me he doesn't sing that song?
That's Louis Armstrong.
You got a friend in me.
Oh, dude.
Short people got no reason.
Are you telling
to
me that Louis Armstrong didn't sing the theme to Toy Story?
Randy Newman hates getting confused with Louis Armstrong.
My whole life is a lie. Just to be clear, we're talking about Louis Armstrong, the comedian, right?
Yeah.
I'm Louis Armstrong.
Yeah, he was the host of the Family Feud for a little bit.
Survey says.
Are you telling me that Randy Newman's white?
Yeah, he's the whitest guy ever in the world.
Are you serious?
Hey, you want to hear Akimbe Mutombo talk?
Sure. Is it going to sound like Randy Newman?
Yes. Okay, here's Akimbe Mutombo.
If anything ever happens to the guy that does the voice of Cookie Monster...
This is Randy Newman.
I can sleep at night.
Red roses too. As a backup. Akimbe Mutombo.
Is he the voice of Cookie Monster?
No, he's just some basketball player.
Oh. He's when also... does he see the fields of green?
Wait, is that one of the members of BTS?
What's BTS?
A Korean pop band?
Yeah, Josh, aren't you familiar with all the Korean pop bands?
Pop band? I was doing that on purpose to make
They're like the most popular band in the world. They're from somewhere in Kenya. Korea.
Shit! Oh, fuck! Aren't they from Egypt?
I mean... Taiwan.
Let's listen to Akimbe Mutombo. In depth with Graham Bassinger.
Your father was, I think, 6'2". Your mother...
Is that Paul Newman?
Your father.
No, that's Louis Armstrong.
How tall are you?
I'm only 7'2".
Only 7'2"? How do you
only 7'2"?
I think a lot got to do. I don't know.
What, did you get a basketball to the throat or something?
He's always sound like that.
God damn. Herb Dixon?
Herb Dixon. That's the nickname for my wang, dude.
I know. You say that every time.
Herb Dixon. When I hear my wang? My wang will do the Harley bit.
Don't disrespect him. He's a sound effects comedian.
Yeah. He works way harder than you.
Yeah, it's better than any prop comic.
Hey, should we go to a break?
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm down for a
break. Go to a break and then do some news? Does that sound okay to you, gentlemen?
Oh,
sure.
Fuck yeah, dude. Weighing 200. Oh. I pushed the wrong thing. That was supposed
weighing
to take 200 us to a
break. Pounds. Stewart after cake breakfast.
Oh, what's this one? Just much says, more than 200.
Just says Andrew 1.
He's a big bootied black boy.
What the fuck, dude?
As if you didn't know
are
what that
you
was
serious? No, it's just labeled Andrew
yeah,
number
sure,
one.
Yeah, sure. As if you didn't know that was what
he's
it was going to say.
A big bootied black boy.
All right, well, don't hit it. Don't stop hitting it. Oh my God, Jonah, stop pushing that button.
All right, we'll go to a break. We'll catch our bearings again, dude. And then we'll have some news. You got news?
I got news.
All right. Got 2 weeks.
This just in. You're ugly.
That's not news, you idiot.
Oh.
God, that's brutal.
It was on the front page of the local paper, though.
Nobody bought that paper. There's a big picture of me.
Get that off my front porch.
Top story. This guy is ugly.
They were flying off the stands and into fire pits.
Yeah.
Anyways, we'll be back after these singers. Freaky.
You're freaking out. Real freaky naughty.
It's Bob Ralston here. I'm just at work at Pastinet here and just flipping through some of the ad requests and I'm just canceling shows that I'm not on. So if they don't involve me, then I'm not going to post them onto the Pastinet webpage. It says here that you fellas are doing a show with this guy named Stuart Jones on the weekend, and I can uncancel you guys from my shows if you don't do that show with Stuart on the weekend.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, he's a real, real slice of rat turd, that guy. He's been dragging my name all over town, which, God knows, any time my name is mentioned in anywhere in town, if it's mentioned 3 times, I know about it. So, I'm just gonna give you guys a little ultimatum. You can go back to doing my one show in 2 weekends featuring Justin Chan and a little headliner named Fred Esposito. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he's, the light tech on the TV show The Office, just a little TV show that you may have heard of. So if you want any big time shows with me, then don't do any shows with Stuart. Anyways, I better get going. I hear that there's a sweet tent sale at the Brick, and I just gotta go make an appearance, see if there's any more material, or ask around if people are throwing my name around in the tent or not. Yeah, just think about what I said, you guys. Think about it carefully, all right? Because there's only one bridge in town, and you better not burn it down. Do Trainwreck Comedy with Rob Bulston, the gatekeeper of Kelowna comedy.
Well, this is great. It's a contest. This is my first contest, and I wanted to celebrate. And what I was going to do is I was going to get this big-ass cake and get a stripper to jump out of it. But I'm a comic. I can't afford that shit. So I went to Maine and Hastings and got the next best thing, and I found a stripper that pukes up a cake.
Do you call yourself the godfather of comedy?
Yeah.
fucking thing.
Well, you're probably a hack.
You don't even know. And could you believe we're here on, like, look-alike night, right? Blanchard looks like Shrek. I kind of look like I got lost on the way to a Roberto Luongo look-alike contest.
Shut the fuck up.
You're at Axe Anonymous. We'll help you with your act.
This guy sounds like the guy from the phone call.
Premises. And how to realize when the joke is bombing, so you just do weird, wacky sound effects.
Actually, first round of the playoffs, I went into a bar. I was sitting there just watching the Canucks lose again. And this hot chick with huge knockers comes in with a tight Vancouver Canucks jersey on. She's like, hey, are you a Canucks fan? I'm not. But remember, they were huge tits, right? Yeah.
Terrific use of sound effects.
Yeah.
Sounds like you
he
don't
got
even
lost
need
on the way to a lookalike.
He goes, me too. That's why for the playoffs, I'm calling these the Sedin twins. I said, that's a good idea, but based on his performance so far, I wouldn't call your vagina Luongo. It might let everything in.
Ooh, this guy is good.
Yeah. Commercials are mind-numbingly stupid. I can't figure out why on a commercial for premature ejaculation, the word they choose to use is suffer.
Hacks Anonymous.
Men in the room, I don't care how long it takes. You got to agree with me. You have never in your life been like, oh my god!
Hail to the king, baby.
Why must I suffer?
I guess it's true. This guy really is the godfather of comedy.
The female orgasm could only be described one way. It sounds like thinking you've won the lottery and finding out you missed it by one number.
I smell me another fun and tasty act out.
Oh, yeah,
that is great. The only thing I would add is a few jokes about AIDS.
My name's Rob Balzer. You've been awesome. Thanks so much.
Well, there you have it, folks. The Godfather of Kelowna Comedy does not need our hacks training. Just pay attention to the Godfather of Kelowna Comedy, and you'll be well on your way to be hosting shows and doing 45 minutes right before the headliner.
Hey, what about the news?
It's time for Slow News Day.
Oh, yeah.
All right, welcome back to the program. Josh, you were in Vancouver recently, weren't you?
No.
I thought you were in Vancouver this month sometime.
No, the lady is in Vancouver right now.
But weren't you there earlier in this month?
I can't remember. No, I wasn't.
All right.
Why?
Well, never mind then. I'm going to read the first article here. Alleged flasher charged with assaulting three women near Vancouver Public Library.
No, that wasn't me, dude. I was here. I got a freaking witness.
You're right. Just before 8 a.m. on Monday morning, August 29th, a woman was walking on West Georgia Street near the Vancouver Public Library when she was approached by a stranger who had his penis exposed.
Also, what's considered a flasher?
Well,
I see homeless guys' fucking buttholes. Remember we saw that homeless guy? He pulled his pants down to his ankles and then didn't bend over. He just shit straight into his pants.
I do remember that.
He pulled his pants all the way down and then just stood straight up and shit into his pants that were hanging like a hammock underneath him.
Well, flashed us and we were victims of a very vicious assault that day. So,
is there something up with my mic? All I hear is echoing.
You sound fine to me.
Other people's. Like, this one's not...
You sound fine.
Is it fine?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
I sound tinny. I don't like being tinny, dude. You know this.
The woman reports having to walk into traffic to get away from him.
As
she called 911. While she was on the phone with Vancouver police, the man accosted a second woman who fled when he grabbed her leg.
Oh, God. That's how you know you have a really powerful dick, when you make women jump into traffic.
Yeah, jump into traffic.
To try and get away
from it. Maybe he was just looking for his library card.
Yeah, maybe he's just a nerd.
He then proceeded to follow a third woman and charged at her until she sought refuge in an office building at 300 West Georgia.
5 minutes later, he was sleeping.
The first woman was able to keep an eye on the suspect and remain on the phone with Vancouver Police Department as she witnessed him harassing the other two women.
Kept an eye on
Oh, man. All right, now don't laugh at this. Because it's not funny. It's a serious thing. When officers arrived on the scene, they arrested 50-year-old Andrew Jackham.
Jack him?
Andrew? Jack.
For the record. That's Ferris.
Andrew Jack Kim.
Jack.
Andrew. Is that three...
Andrew Jack Kim.
Wow.
Andrew Jackham.
Does he?
Who has since been charged with... this is an impressive penis. Charged with assault with a weapon. And wow. Committing an indecent act.
What part was indecent about it?
Using his automatic penis to assault women, I guess. The woman who was grabbed by the leg left the area before the police arrived, and investigators would like to speak to her, says Constable Jason Douchet. Sorry, Doucette. Oh.
There's a Douchet and a Jackham? Oh my god.
Jackham and Douchet. At the same time?
The investigation's being led by Larry Wobblecock.
Andrew Jackham remains in custody, and anyone who may have witnessed the assaults or has initial information about the suspect's behavior is asked to call police at 604-717-0600.
What's that number again?
604-717-0600.
Get the fuck out of here.
Okay, bye. I'm out of here, folks.
That's why you shouldn't go to the library.
Yeah. That's why I don't read.
Yeah, forget it.
That's what you get for reading, lady.
He had probably just been in the library looking up porn for like 2 hours.
My next article.
He had real life 3D porn walking past him, dude. He wasn't even getting in.
Yeah,
there.
Well, that's why people go to the library, not for books.
Yeah.
And it's for people who don't have the internet to go look up porn.
To search up librarian porn.
And just look over at the old librarian and like, yeah, nice. Yeah. She's way hotter than the chick in this video.
Need someone like us there to be like, dude, just search up Brazilian butts. That's all you have to do.
Swedish butts works too. Yeah. It redirects.
Gets you to the same place.
Yeah.
My next
goddamn nerds.
My next article, Josh, because you actually send this one to your mom when I'm done reading this.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No
dude?
More sagging campaign.
What the?
The no more sagging campaign offers free belts to high school students with sagging pants. Never mind, I thought it was about your mom's tits.
God, Bob, that's brutal.
Yeah, those tits are brutal. Brutally delicious.
Dude, free belts?
Why is it whenever I go to your house, right on your bedroom door, you just hang all your belts super tight against the door handle?
Oh, so people don't come in while I'm having sex. You know, like a sock on the doorknob, but all I have is belts.
No, it's on the inside, though. There's a belt... cinched up tightly against the door handle.
Yeah, my door doesn't lock, so I have to use a belt to lock it.
Wretched stench right in that area also.
Hmm.
Very musty.
Yeah, I don't
putrid,
know. Yeah, I'm not
sour.
Sure. I'm not really sure what you're implying. Getting at.
A poopy, sour, salty smell.
Are you implying that I tie the belt around my neck and jerk off until I jizz and shit myself?
I'm not implying anything, but you put that together, I guess, but...
Why is it poopy and musty? You think I shit every time I jizz?
No, no.
Or do you think I jizz every time I shit?
Because the answer is yes.
Yeah, do you have a poop hose in your house?
And I have a bidet.
Oh, dude. I got to say, though, a poop hose beats a bidet. Does a better job.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you can get right up
well,
close and personal.
You can direct
with poop
it and
hose.
Get it like, right in there.
Yeah. And the bidet, it comes out too quick. It's like it's... slicing the inside of your poo hole.
You're complaining about this?
What? Well, yeah. You know, like those high pressure water cutter things? Yeah. It's like
Does
that.
Does it shoot like a fan? Like a.
Yeah, sort of. I don't know. It's like a tight stream, you know?
Jesus.
Yeah. Anyways, the.
And it's cold.
A hose works better. I'm investing in a hose. And the other nice thing about it is that if you're thirsty, you can just take a drink from it, too.
You gotta recharge on the mug.
Yeah.
The thunder mug.
Every toilet comes with a free water fountain hose.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Everyone has, like, pink eye in the whole town. E. coli.
From the poop hoses.
What? You staring at?
Ozzy Osbourne swore off acid after talking to a horse for an hour.
Well, why don't you cry about it? Saddlebags?
That was like recently he did acid? He's like 100 years old.
I think it's...
That doesn't seem right to me. You'd think if you were able to talk to animals, you would keep doing the drug, you know? You'd be like, it's maybe awesome. That horse, I have superpowers.
The horse might have told him stuff he didn't want to hear.
That horse stopped doing acid because it talked to Ozzy Osbourne for an hour.
So I got to figure out my life, man.
Ozzy does sound like he has a horse accent.
Yeah. It's the only thing that can understand him is horses.
Yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne has had his fair share of run-ins with animals over the years, including famously biting the head off a bat on stage in 1982.
Old story, huh?
But a lesser-known story involves the metal icon taking acid and talking to a horse for an hour. The Daily Star recently dug up some Ozzy quotes from the 2015 Black Sabbath biography Symptom of the Universe by Mick Wall, and it's since been picked up as a new story by several outlets. Like this one, doing really? It right now.
How hard are they for stories?
Well, the story itself isn't new.
They're digging up something from fucking 5 years ago?
It's certainly worth sharing.
7 years ago
Seven
now.
Years. What the fuck?
Yeah, 2015.
Good God.
Great googly moogly.
At that time in America, people were very fond of lacing your drinks with acid. I didn't care.
Ozzy said in the book.
I used to swallow handfuls of tabs at a time, and the end of it came when we got back to England.
Today, Junior!
He continued.
I took 10 tabs of acid and went for a walk in a field. I ended up standing there talking to this horse for about an hour. In the end, the horse turned around and told me to fuck off.
You sound like Paul McCartney.
That was it for me.
Do you like carrots, mate? Carrots.
I was talking to him for an hour and then I turned around and his fucking horse was talking to me. I think that was Ringo. Shit, no one wants to be Ringo.
Maybe the horse told him some really fucked up shit and he was like, I'm never doing acid again, damn.
He didn't like what he heard.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, here we go. This is the article I was looking for. After their daughters were beat by a girl in sports, Utah parents triggered investigation into whether she was transgender.
What the H, dude?
There's no way my daughters could have lost. That's gotta be a guy. After one competitor outclassed the rest of the field in a girls' state-level competition last year, the parents of the competitors, who placed second and third, lodged a complaint with the Utah High School Activities Association, calling into question the winner's gender. David Spadafore!
Sounds like a...
The UHSAA's legislative representative addressed the Utah Legislature Education Interim Committee on Wednesday, said the association, without informing the student or family members about the inquiry, asked the student school to investigate. The school examined the student's enrollment records and crotch. The school went back to kindergarten and she'd always been a female.
What?
He said. Well, even if they were transgender, isn't that technically the case as well?
I'd say so. Mm-hmm.
Hey, kid, are you trans? Are you sure you're not trans? Do your parents know you're trans? Fucking got her.
Transphobe!
To protect the student's identity, Spedafore said he would not reveal the sport, the classification of play, nor the school the students attended.
Oh, well, right, that's really nice of him. Yeah. What a good dude.
He's probably sharp.
Oh, you mean he's doing his job?
Yeah.
Weird.
No, that's really nice of him after he accuses a girl of being a dude and demands it. Look up her gender records.
Spedafore said,
I made her a meatball sub. We're good now.
Said the said the association has received
hey,
other.
It's a hero sub.
Spedafore.
That's why Roger Padacker is dead.
Said the association has received other complaints. Some that said that female athlete doesn't look feminine enough.
Oh, dude. Oh no.
Don't you know that you're toxic?
Man. Where's your fucking tits?
Yeah,
she's 9
Where's
years old.
Where's that 9-year-old's tits?
You don't got tits? Enough. Then show me your dick. I need to see something.
The association took every one of those complaints seriously. Wow. We didn't laugh once we were off the phone at all. We followed up on all those complaints with the school and the school system.
Wow. That's messed up.
You know, this Spadafore guy sounds like a real Karen.
Yeah.
Maybe he's trans.
He said during an update on the HB 11, a ban on transgender girls from participating in female school sports, which was passed in the final hours of the 2022 general session. We didn't get to the parents or the student simply because of if all of the questions about eligibility were answered by the school or the feeder system. Schools.
Oh, yeah.
There was no reason to make it a personal situation with the family or the athlete. Yeah, we're not going to ask the parents or the actual kid. We'll just make an expensive investigation into it instead.
Does this guy know how to party or what?
And frankly, this is new ground for us.
And
I'm not going to say
she's involved.
And frankly,
why'd they get her involved?
Yeah. I'm just reading a quote. And frankly, this is new ground for
and
us.
And frankly,
I'm not going to say that we have it down pat because
she gets shot on set.
Have no clue. I don't think any of us in the office have a clue.
The Crow 3 with Anne Frank Lee.
It's Bruce Lee's daughter, Anne Frank Lee.
Let's hope the third one goes better.
The Diary of Anne Frank Lee.
My brother was shot.
My dad could kick really fast.
The 1-inch punch. Anne Frank Lee.
And frankly,
it's always the dumbest things that get you.
Hey, you guys, what? Did you know that a former anti-abortion Texas Right to Life political director was charged with soliciting sex from a minor? Who would have seen that one coming in my eye?
Yeah, it's always the ones that go that hard.
Don't abort the babies because then I can't have sex with it in 7 years.
Yeah.
Is what they say.
Yeah, that if he got sex with that minor, who's getting an abortion next, huh?
I think
I hate to be political.
If abortion's legal, if abortion is legal, then there's less underage kids. So that's why he's going for it, right? It's like we got to make sure the supply of young kids is strong.
Yeah.
Ban abortion.
Yeah.
Oh,
abortion!
Stick up your ass!
That's how you avoid one. An abortion.
What do you do?
Stick up your ass!
Stick it up your own ass, I think.
Because if you even think of getting off that truck, I'll take out my hickory stick and shove it up your smelly goat ass!
Oh, man. Records show that Luke Bowen, his nickname is Luke.
The frontman of Farm?
Luke Bowen. My name's Lucas, but my friends call me Luke.
What the fuck? Wow. It's like if I went by like Josh.
My name's Josh, but my friends call me Joss. My name's Andrew, but you can call me Andrew. Anyways, Luke Bowen was arrested and charged on the 3rd of August in Conroe.
Maybe I should go by Stuart Stu Jones.
Stuart Stu Jones. Yeah, that's good. And I'll go by Andrew Andy Crone.
I think you should go by Osmosis Jones on stage.
Yeah.
Stuart Osmosis Jones.
Bowen was fired from the anti-abortion organization after being accused of soliciting sex from a minor online, according to the Texas Right to Life.
That's perverse.
Upon being notified of Lucas Luke Bowen's arrest,
guy's name sucks.
His employment was immediately terminated by the Texas Right to Life on August 3rd. As a Christian organization, we do not tolerate the diddling of young boys.
Wait a second. That's like all they tolerate.
As a Christian organization, we do
they
not.
They encourage it.
We do not tolerate.
Yeah.
Criminal activity or behavior contrary to biblical morality.
What?
Wow.
The Catholic Church said that.
Oh, Christian.
Christian. Oh, okay. They're different.
Yeah, they hate fucking kids.
Yeah. Fucking. Yeah, the Catholic Church just can't catch a break, huh? Fucking.
Yeah.
Pope put a fucking headdress on, ruined everything.
Yeah.
Freaking idiots.
Bowen reportedly communicated with who he thought was a child through an online messaging platform, MSN, according to the Montgomery DA.
They still have MSN?
No, I just made that up.
Oh.
Court records show that Bowen pleaded not guilty to the solicitation charge on August 16th and just ended up paying $50,000.
Jesus.
Wow.
For what?
He's a big bootied black boy.
That was what the message said. Hey, you big booty black boy. Want some adult sex with a man?
Well, they actually have footage of him talking to the children.
Oh, yeah, play it.
I don't know why there's an audience. But...
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand.
What?
And it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn, turn... blonde in the sun.
Really?
And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap.
Roaches?
And I love kids jumping on my lap.
He's a big bootied black boy.
I don't know what he's talking about, roaches.
You mean like
the fuck
doobie
is a
roaches?
I don't know what he's talking
about. Like smoked marijuana cigarettes?
He's saying it with a little kid in his hands. I don't know.
Well, maybe he means children like cockroaches. Because you can step on them and they keep coming back.
Not my president, that's all I'm saying.
No, you're right. He's literally not.
He's not my president, pal.
He's so wise. That's up there with the...
just mumbling to himself.
Yeah, that's like the Gettysburg Address, you know? The leg hair.
I love roaches.
Could have been the wine and not the fact I looked like I had a Barney dick.
I don't even remember the context of that.
Nobody does.
Nobody knows. That's got to be Paul Newman.
No.
Paul Newman.
Paul Newman with the sauce?
The guy who makes salad dressing?
Donates the proceeds?
No, that's...
To a good cause?
No, that's the other guy I talked about earlier.
Paul Newman.
No, the other Newman that I had mentioned earlier. He makes the... He sings the songs and he makes the Newman's Own.
Paul Newman.
Not Paul Newman.
Randy Newman. Newman.
Short yeah. People got no
it's
reason
Randy,
to live.
Randy Newman's Own. Right? Paul Newman's a singer who sings, I see fields of green, red roses cheer.
Sounds like you need a poo hose.
I need a poo and spray with a hose. And I think to myself, oh, that water is cold.
And I think to myself, this salad needs ranch dressing.
Are you telling me that Paul Newman, Randy Newman, and Louis Armstrong are three different people?
And Makembe Mutombo also.
Who? What dressing is that now?
He's the one related to Kim Jong-un, right?
Is that the barbecue sauce with the black guy, with the old black man on?
Yeah, it's Stubbs.
Stubbs? Stubbs is short for Akimbe Mutombo.
Yeah, it's the Stubbs. That's his. Well, it's Akimbe Stubbs Mutombo. Mutombo.
I thought it was Akimbe Mutombo.
Mustubbo.
Joshua Josh Ashton.
It's Akimbe Mutombo Luke. Akimbe Luke Mutombo.
Well, I think that's an episode.
And Andrew Jack Akimbo.
There it is. All right, well, Joshua Josh
is
Ashton.
That's all your news stories?
Stuart Stu Jones and Andrew Drew Crone. It's been a slice. And now it's time to drink this Kool-Aid.
Hey, check out my album, Buy the Slice.
Hey, speaking it's been of... a slice. Buy the Slice. Yeah. Stuart oh, yeah. Jones.
Speaking of soliciting children.
Just reminded me of an album.
Every time. How does this happen?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, man.
It's like a word association thing, I think.
Yeah. Stuart's new on Crave. He talks about his vagina and stuff. And... he's got a new blonde haircut and big titties. He flaunts around on the Crave.
You crave him?
Yeah, dude. He's got his nice freshly...
Wes crave him.
Freshly skinned Brazilian butthole.
Freshly skinned?
That's what they call it. When you wax it so hard that the skin comes
off. Oh my god.
Then you can make toupees out of it.
And then you have a piece of wax with a starfish on it.
Then you sell it. To people that only have widow's peaks and they just need little strips on the side of their head instead of a full-on toupee.
You sell buttholes to that? You replace it with an anus?
It's butthole skin and hair.
Oh, the hair's there too? It's not
from
just
Brazil.
The skin?
Yeah, and Brazilians are known to have the nicest hair.
Yeah, Brazilian butthole hair is one of their major exports.
Have you seen the backside of that statue, dude?
I've seen the backside of your statue.
Oh my god.
Your statuesque figure.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Hard as a rock.
Yeah, I gotta go to the bathroom now for about 30 seconds. Because I'm gonna pound off
pound
to your
off.
Butt.
Pound off.
Make sure you hose your cock afterwards.
Oh, I'll be hosing my cock, all right.
Excellent.
All right. I need dinner, so I'm gonna end this thing.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
short people got no reason to live.
The first time I hosed the shit out of my asshole, I thought of you, Josh.